Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
That's Chicago bringing us back 7 till the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. We're having a great visit with our good friend Stephen Baum. StephenHBaumLeadership.com is the website. The book is What Made Jack Welch Jack Welch by Stephen H. Baum, B-A-U-M, Stephen with a P-H. Stephen, thanks again for hanging out with us. We're talking about time management. You know, Stephen, you and I were talking in the last segment and even and also off the air about growing your business. One of the things I've been talking about quite really focusing heavily on this year, more than ever before, and that is the importance for small business owners to really get serious about the CEO role that they play in their business. To find a time to stop managing for an hour or a day or whatever, but to actually become an executive, to do executive thinking, to think about strategy, to think about vision, to focus on the future. That's different from managing. Executive thinking is not managing, but you can only do that if you find a way to carve out the time, right?
That's absolutely right. And as I said earlier, there's maybe 20, 30 ways to do that, and you got to try what works for you. Later today, I'll put on the website the conversation we're having and a list of things to try. But on the subject you're talking about more specifically, what I try to get my clients to do is to write down what needs to get done in the next 90 days, not sometime or other, not next year, but the next 90 days, and what on that list is my job as boss. What must I do or lead in the next 90 days? What must I figure out that only I can do? Because nobody knows the people I know. Nobody has the thoughts I have. I tell people that if the direct reports could be inside the boss's mind for 15 minutes, they'd freak out. It's a thousand thoughts a second. It's all sorts of worries. And unless the attention is really placed on this white space, creating some space to really think about what the strategic high-level stuff is for the next 90 days, it isn't going to get done.
Right. Well, and the thing that I like to get help people focus on is number one, you will not be able to grow your business if you can't find a way to do some executive thinking. Number two, you will not be prepared for the next disruption that is headed your way and have the time. You will not be able to react to that disruption and have the time to convert it into an opportunity. And there are things out there, three, Stephen, there are things out there that are changing, that are evolving, and if you're not seeing them evolve, then you're going to get run over. You're going to be marginalized. You're not going to be relevant to your customers, and that's the reason why you have to find the time to be an executive in your company.
Well, you've alluded to something that most people who run businesses don't even think about, and they're mostly in denial. And it is that if you are really sucked into all these day-to-day worries and the lower echelon jobs, when something big happens to the company, you don't have the fitness to deal with it.
That's right.
You would if you were really acting as the leader, as the strategist, as the executive thinker.
And when you are faced with those disruptions, they come in as crises. Now you're in crisis management mode. And not only are you likely to fail, but you're going to create, even if you survive somehow, you're going to create a casualty list with your people.
Absolutely. There's all sorts of crises that can happen to a company that are at least you can anticipate them. And one of the assignments for the boss to do himself or herself or assign to somebody else and come back the conversation is a yellow pad exercise.
Mm-hmm.
What's the most wonderful thing that could happen to us that we haven't anticipated? Sub question, how do we make that happen?
Mm-hmm.
And what are the worst things that could happen to us over the next 90 days? And some thought about what we would do about to prevent it or deal with it when it happens. You do that double ledger accounting on the wonderful things and the awful things. And it takes 30 minutes, maybe an hour, including the discussion.
Right.
And then when something happens, you've given it some thought ahead of time.
Right.
Maybe
exactly.
You've done some prevention work.
Well, and you can bring your people in. You can say, folks, I need to fire myself from jobs that I don't need to do and promote myself to jobs that only I can do. Help me with this. Your people will help you, won't they, Jack? Won't they, Stephen?
You'd be surprised. If you give them the leeway, they will step up.
StephenHBaumLeadership.com, right, Stephen?
Yes, sir.
Stephen with a P-H, B-A-U-M is the last name. Come back again real soon, Stephen.
I'd love to do it.
And also a business leader, also the author of What Made Jack Welch. Jack Welch, I don't know what we'd do without him. I told you we'd get smarter when Stephen Baum joined us. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'll be back after the news. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.